bless you.
Amen. Hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of the
Lord.
Yeah,
come
Amen.
On.
Amen. Amen. I love to come where brethren can dwell together in unity.
Amen.
Amen. Though I may be from the north, I still feel the same Holy Ghost that we have up north. I feel His presence here this morning. Amen. That same Holy Ghost that we felt in Africa, I feel Him here this morning. Amen. I love being in the presence of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we do greet all of you in the name of the Lord. Some familiar faces, but those of you that I don't know, amen, maybe we'll get a chance to shake hands and meet you after service. But Pastor Woods, is we've gotten to know each other with missions in Mexico. And we a good brother in the Lord that I know God's put us together to work for His glory. Amen. I appreciate all of you that are here this morning. I'm looking forward to what God Amen. Will do this morning. Amen. Have you come with a heart of expectation?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what we need. We've been challenging in our church back home. Come with a heart of expectation. I see, I'm looking for a revival in this last day hour. I'm looking not just to have a regular church service, but at some point somewhere, I believe in this nation, there's going to be an outpouring of the Holy Ghost somewhere. And I believe it's going to be those that are hungering and thirsting for it that will see it. He said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. I'm looking for an outpouring of the Spirit of God in this place today. Do you believe it? Amen. I believe that He could do it for us. Amen. Keep us in prayer on the 17th of November, going down to visit Brother Angel, Brother Leo. We're going to be there for a week with two brothers from our church and spending some time with them, ministering, and then going back to Mexico City. Some of you may have heard of Brother Rick Victor Rijos. We're going to be going to minister at his church and also start the beginning of a building of a church for him and his congregation. There's a picture of that little church in the back up on your board there of Brother Victor. Keep him in prayer, but pray that we can be an encouragement to Brother Angel, Sister Elva, and the family down there, and we want them to be blessed, and also, amen, we're looking forward to a blessing that they will be to us. I don't know about you, but I love Mexican food, amen, and we're looking forward, amen, to that good cooking, amen, praise the Lord. Brother Woods has been trying to get me to eat some of them, having, what are they called, those ghost peppers at the house, and I said, brother, amen, I'm not as much as Mexican as you are, praise the Lord. I can handle some heat, but not that much heat. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's get into the Word of God this morning without any further delay. I felt the Lord. I had two messages on my heart. Wasn't too sure which order I would preach them. But let's go to a familiar story in the Bible. John chapter 11. John chapter 11. I don't know if it's your custom to stand for the reading of the Word, but we're going to read quite a few verses of Scripture here. If you're able to stand through most of them, I will try to get through them quickly, but this story should be for those of us that study and read our Bible and those of us that have been in church. This should not be an unfamiliar story. Amen. This should be one of the stories in the Bible that should build and strengthen your faith in the power of God. John chapter 11, if you all have it, say praise God. Amen. That sounds like the majority. I'm going to go to several different verses and skip over some for the sake of time. But let's go here to verse 3 in John chapter 11. Therefore his sisters said unto him, saying, the Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. And when Jesus heard that, he said, this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby. Let's go down to verse 14 and 15. The Bible says that when he came into the town, then said Jesus unto them plainly, he was getting ready to come in to the town, he told them, he's dead. Lazarus has died. Verse 15, but he says, in this statement, a very strange statement to those of us that would read this, I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that ye may believe. He knew what he was going to do before he ever went there. That's why he waited those extra couple days. Amen. The Bible says, nevertheless, let us go to him. Let's go down to verse 21. Or let's go to verse 20. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. And Jesus saith unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha saith unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection, and I am the life. And he that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believeth thou this? She saith unto him, Yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary her sister secretly, saying, The Master is come and calleth for thee. And as soon as she had heard that, she rose quickly and came unto him. Now Jesus was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. And the Jews then, which were with her in the house and comforted her, when they saw Mary, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, She goeth unto the grave to weep there. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. And when Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, Behold, how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man which opened the eyes of the blind and have caused that even this man should have not died? Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and the stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldst see the glory of God. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, saying, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, Loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the thing which Jesus did believed on him. Can you say amen to the word of God? Verse 40 is where I want to take my text today to build your faith in God. And that is, Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee, that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God. Hallelujah. If thou canst believe, thou shalt see the glory of God. I want to preach for a little while on this thought. Amen. When God lets us see what we believe. When God begins to allow us to see what we believe. How many of us want to see what we believe? Amen. I've heard of testimonies and great moves of God of days gone by. I've heard the great testimonies of people. God has done some great things in my life. I've heard about it in the lives of other brothers and sisters. But I want to see it, amen, for myself. Amen. Amen. With the help of God, I want to encourage you in your faith today. Brother Woods, would you pray and ask that the Lord would help us?
Oh God, we're happy.
Hallelujah.
We're thankful to be in your house. We're thankful to be gathered together in your name, knowing and recognizing that you are in our midst. We are here, Lord, not as a matter of course because it's Sunday, but because we want to be here. Yes. We are expecting you, Lord. We have prayed for this day and ask that you would minister in a special way. Lord, let the weak be strengthened, let the sick be healed. Let those that are, Lord, that may be sinning be convicted and changed. Let, Lord, be touched by the word of God today. Speak to our hearts. Lord, let the Spirit grip us and teach us and bring the word home to us. I know, God, that you are working. I know that. And I'm counting on your word today to produce faith in us, to strengthen us.
Hallelujah.
Touch us, God. And we're going to thank you for it in Jesus' name.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Take my time for a few moments. Lay this foundation. Very simple. I'm not going to preach anything you have not heard before. But I'm trusting that the quickening power of the Holy Ghost would, amen, begin to bring alive these scriptures to you. Amen. I'm believing that God, amen, will move today in your heart to inspire you to believe Him. Amen. I don't know about you, but for the last 2 years, God has been putting within inside of me a faith that I have not had. Amen. There's different levels of faith. Amen. And I know that God wants to move in our lives as individuals. But the fact is that we have that element of unbelief that creeps in to that carnal mind, which is an enmity against God. The mind wants to figure out how God can do it, when He's going to do it, how He's going to do it, who will He use to do it. And in the midst of all of that, it breeds a confusion. How many of us know God is not the author of confusion? When tragedy strikes, we call people like paramedics and the fire department or doctors, and they come on the scene. Somebody's got to keep their wits. Somebody's got to be stable. Somebody's got to realize that when tragedy comes, somebody's got to have peace and have a clear conscience to understand what needs to be done. And what's taking place in a lot of our lives is we are coming under attack. We are in a spiritual battle in this nation for the souls of men. And if the churches, amen, have ever come under attack, amen, it is being under attack right now. Not necessarily just Wesleyan Pentecostal Church, but we're seeing attacks come that we've never seen up in New England. I talked to pastors out west and talked to pastors in Mexico. It seems like the enemy knows that his time is short, and amen, he's doing all that he can to destroy the faith of the believers. Because see, if he can attack your faith and get you to have just that little bit of doubt, you will begin to second question God's word. But brothers and sisters, God does not want you to be a people of doubt and unbelief, but He wants you to be a people to know that He is more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. There is a power that is inside of us, brothers and sisters, that this world knows nothing of. And that same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, it dwells in you and me today. If you believe it, say amen. Amen. I want to see the power of God in my life. Not for my own self-glory, not for man's glory, but I want to be a vessel, amen, fit for the Master's use, amen. You should have a desire in your heart, not to just fill a church pew, but you should say, Lord, I want to give you my gifts and my talents and my abilities, and say, here I am, Lord, use me for your glory. Can you say amen? The fact is, brothers and sisters, is that our faith is under attack. This tragedy takes place and they lost their brother. We know the story. Jesus loved this family. He frequently fellowshiped with them and ate with them and came and taught them. And when he came, amen, to their house, he had a closeness with this family that he didn't have with many others. And the Bible says when they sent that servant to the Lord and his disciples, the sisters Mary and Martha, they said that servant said, whom thou lovest, the servant whom thou lovest, Lazarus, my brother, the brother of Mary and Martha, he is sick, and amen, he needs you desperately, amen. The Bible says that he waited two more extra days. Now, the thing about God is we need to understand that his ways are not our ways, amen. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We see the upper side of the picture, but he sees, amen, the underside. He sees everything. He knows the end from the beginning, amen. And I know oftentimes when things don't go my way, I'll be honest with you. I begin to question sometimes, Lord, what are you doing in this? And it just don't look like the way it should go. Have you ever just made some plans and they just didn't go the way you thought? Had some dreams, had some expectation, had some hope in something, and it just did not transpire. You thought you would have, amen, experienced that which you were hoping for a long time ago. But the fact is, you've been in that waiting mode. You've been waiting on the Lord. But can I tell you, he is always on time. Amen. He abode two more days, and the Bible says in his journey, he told his disciples that Lazarus is dead. He's going to die. But I'm glad that I wasn't there. Amen. For this sake, I know is what he was saying I'm going to do. Amen. I know the miracle that's going to transpire. And I want you to be able to see something to show you that who I am and say I am he. Amen. That is the resurrection and the life. I am the Son of God, and there's nothing too hard for me. Jesus said in verse 11, he told Mary and Martha when he came on the scene, and he just had that conversation with both of them. She came to him and said, Lord, if you had been here, Lord, if you had been here. We've all had that idea in our mind. God, if you had been here, if you would have just moved and intervened, if you would have just done something, this would not have happened. But see, brothers and sisters, I want you to hear the words of faith from our sister. She says, Lord, I know that even now, hallelujah, I'm talking about the words of faith, that even now, though he's been dead 4 days, I know even now. Can you hear the words of faith? Faith is the substance of things hoped for, but it is the evidence of things not yet seen. Do I have anybody here today that can believe God even without seeing it? I said, is there anybody here that can believe God even when it has not happened? Even when you don't feel like it's going to happen? Even when you look around and it doesn't seem like it's going to come to pass? But can I tell you, even now, hallelujah. I said, even now, glory be to God. Hear the words of our sister. Her brother is dead, stinking in the grave. But she has a faith to say, Lord, I know that thou art the Son of God. Hallelujah. Oh, that's a revelation in itself. Oh, glory be to God. It was Peter that had that revelation that thou art the Christ. And you know that doesn't, there's no one that can reveal that to you but the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. That he is God in the flesh. Amen. And there's nothing too hard for him. I want you to grasp this for a moment. 4 days dead, but even now. Now faith is. Now, I want to say it till you get it in your spirit. Now. See, we're looking for it to happen down the road. We're looking for it to happen, amen, maybe a few years from now. We're believing God for different things in our life. But I'm here to tell you, Wesleyan Pentecostal Church, God's given me a word for you today to let you know that, amen, I know things have been hard and we've been going through some battles. We've been going through some struggles. But I know it looks hopeless in the eyes of the natural. But we serve a God of the supernatural. We serve a God that can still do things that man cannot comprehend. And I believe that even now, he can bring to pass and do that which you are believing him for. Even now. Right now. Do you hear me this morning? Oh, But see, we've got to get our minds transformed by this word. The washing, the renewing. Our mind and the mentality of our mind has been affected by this worldly system. We see it on the news. We see it on the computer. We see it in our local area. We see the evil. We see the wickedness. And can I tell you, it vexes our souls daily. When we begin to see the ungodliness and the wickedness and the sin and the death that's all around us, it affects us more than we want to admit. You read about Lot when he was in Sodom and Gomorrah. The Bible says he was vexed, that righteous man, by what he seen and what he heard. Amen. Amen. This world affects us, and we are moved sometimes by the things that we hear and the things that we see. But can I tell you something? We've got to get our eyes back on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We've got to get our eyes off the wind and the waves and the storms of our life and get our eyes back upon Jesus. Hallelujah. Get our eyes on the Lord. If your faith can be shaken in the times and days that lie ahead, it will be shaken. I'm here to tell you there's a shaking coming to America. And amen. And everybody that's on the fence is going to get shaken to one side or the other. I'm telling you, we are going to get ready. Listen, I know that we're believing, amen, just to be caught out of here. And I believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. I believe it. But I don't believe just anybody's going to fly out of here. I believe it's going to be those that watch and pray. Amen. Watch and pray. Are you praying? Are you watching? Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Jesus is coming soon, amen? And it does matter how we live. I know this charismatic and modern day church world says that everybody's just going to fly out of here. Amen. Your Tim LaHaye's and all your men that have sold their millions of dollars worth of books. I know they got some good things in some of those books. And I'm not putting down the man. But they paint this picture that everybody's just going to fly out of here without seeing any trouble. Tell that to our Chinese brothers and sisters. Amen. Over there. Tell it to the African brothers and sisters. Tell it to the Pakistani church. Tell it to those that are scattered abroad that are not in this nation. We are going to see some suffering and some times of sorrow before we are caught up out of here. When you begin to see these things, I'm talking about trouble that this world has never seen. The devil knows his time is short, and we must be about our Father's business. We must make haste. Oh, David said it. He said the king's business required haste. Redeem the time, brothers and sisters, because the days are evil. We're living in a wicked day and hour, and I want to get to where I need to go. But I know that we're all, listen, if you aren't fighting something, if you aren't battling something, can I tell you, amen, then you're not in the fight. Paul said it is a press. It is a battle. And let me tell you something, the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God. The only way we're going to win this battle is through faith in the power of God.
Amen. Amen.
So they make this statement that I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, he will give it thee. Jesus said, do you believe this in John 11 and 26? And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Then he says this to her, believe thou this? This may seem elementary, but do we really believe in the power of God? I'll be honest with you. I've gone through some trials and some battles like we all have. It seems some tragic times, situations, circumstances that did not seem impossible in the natural. And yeah, they all didn't go the way I wanted them to go. I prayed for lost loved ones, and they're still bound to the powers of sin. We know that it's the will of God that they be saved. Amen. We know it's the will of God that they be set free and delivered from the powers and the bondages of sin and iniquity. We know it's the will of God that we be healed in our bodies. We know that it's the will of God that these things take place. But what do you do when you pray and you believe? therefore come to pass. You keep on believing. I said you keep on believing. You keep on trusting. Because the Bible says, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. Oh, for he shall not be ashamed. And I know, brothers and sisters, that I don't care where you are in this world. If you are a true saint of God and a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ and you are in the Lord's army, we are going to have to realize that in this last, amen, stretch, before we go on to be with the Lord, we're going to have to fight like we've never fought. Jude said we're going to have to earnestly contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Can I tell you, we're in a battle and the devil wants to destroy your faith.
That's it right there. Come on.
Hallelujah.
Peter, Satan wants to sift you. Wait. But I have prayed for you. Oh, hallelujah. There's power in prayer. Don't give up on that lost loved one. I got a brother out in Arizona that's shooting needles in his arms right now. I've been wanting to get out to him, Brother Daniel, because I know that amen, if he keeps going the way that he is, the wages of sin is eventually what? Death. And we've seen the alcoholics die. We've seen many of us, family members, friends, people that we know die of drug overdoses. And we know what that lifestyle brings every time. The wages of sin is death. And if you're here today and you drink alcohol or you do drugs, take it from a preacher that's been delivered from those powers of darkness. They will destroy your soul. They will destroy you, and they will bring you, amen, in a place where you will have no hope unless you turn to God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, hallelujah, is eternal life through Jesus Christ. And I'm thankful today that I once was lost, amen, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. I have received the greatest gift that humanity has ever been given, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ came, and while I was yet in my sin, Christ died for me, hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I am happy today, and I have the joy of his salvation bubbling and on fire in my soul, because I know where he's brought me from. Hallelujah. He's brought some of you a mighty long way. Look where some of you were. Oh, glory be to God. I looked that scripture up, Brother Cottle. We were talking about it the other night. 1 Corinthians, I think it was chapter 6, where he talked about the fornicators, the adulterers, the drunkards, and he says, and once were some of you, but now you've been washed. Hallelujah. Now what can wash away my sin? Nothing. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling the joy of the Lord flowing my soul right now because of the joy of his salvation that he has given to me. Aren't you happy that you're saved today?
Amen. 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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the stuff.
Don't be discouraged.
Hallelujah.
Don't be afraid.
Amen.
For the Lord thy God is with us. He's with you. He's with me. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Now, we can walk away from him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But keep your faith in God.
Amen.
There's a time of testing coming to the church. And we are in the beginning stages of it right now. We can see Christianity coming under attack. We can see pastors having to hand over their sermons down in, where was that, Louisiana or Texas or where was that? Amen. And I guess they got bombarded with a couple thousand sermons. Amen. They decided, well, if they want it, we'll give it to them. Amen. I don't know if it was by email or by mail, but all I can tell you is they wanted their sermons that were being preached against homosexuals and these controversial issues. Can I tell you something? I believe that if you're a church or you're a man of God that preaches the gospel and you preach the truth, amen, they are going to get their finger on us. They're going to know who the true men of God are. And can I tell you what, brothers and sisters? What God is looking for is a people and some men of God that will still, amen, sound the alarm, blow the trumpet, lift up their voice. Oh, hallelujah. God's looking for a church that can shine the light in the darkness. God's looking for a people that will stand in the faith and not waver in what they believe. God wants us to be a people that are strong in faith. And we're going to be coming into a time where we must obey God rather than man. The separation is coming of the true believers. I said separation is coming for the true church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Can I tell you what will do the separating? Amen. The Lord is going to allow. How many of us know God allows things? He allowed his servant Job to be tried. He allowed. Think it not strange. Amen. These fiery trials which come to try us. God said, don't be caught off guard.
That's right. Amen.
Don't be surprised that it's sent your way. This has come to test to see if your faith is real. And the test is designed to exercise your faith in God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Oh, glory be to God. Can I tell you something? There's nothing impossible with our God. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that He is almighty. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that cometh to God must what? Must believe that He is. Oh, that's a must. That's not something that's just suggestive. Amen. He says it's a must. We must believe that He is sovereign. Glory be to God. He is almighty. And that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek you. Can I tell you there's blessings and rewards for believing in God. Even when you do not see, amen, the answer to your prayer. Even when you do not see, amen, the healing in your body. Even when you do not see those backslid children coming to God. I believe the Bible declares to us that all things are working together for the good for those that love God. Do I have anybody here that loves God this morning? We need to trust Him that, amen, that His love is perfect and that He's working all things together for the good. Hallelujah. There's a work that God is doing in His people right now to prepare them. Oh, listen, there's some of you that are being prepared so that your experience. Oh, listen, there's nothing that can replace experience. I don't want a secondhand experience. I don't want to just hear about, amen, what God did in days gone by. I've heard of the, amen, the Azusa Street revival, the old Wesleys, and amen, we know all the great, great men of God of days gone by in the mission fields and so Smith Wigglesworths, and we read about all these great men of God. I could go on and on and on, but the fact is I don't want to just hear about it anymore, but I want to see what I believe. I want to see a manifestation of the power of God in the church in 2014. And you know what? I believe, I'm crazy enough to believe that God could pour out His Spirit right here in Washington, North Carolina, that this could be a place where the power of God could be manifested. But can I tell you what's going to take? It's going to take us to bind our hearts together in one mind and one accord and believe God that He is going to do it. Some of you might not believe, therefore you may never get to see. If thou canst believe. Believing is a better way to put it, obeying. Amen. Your faith is proved out by what? Obedience. Oh, this is simple this morning, Brother Davis. Amen. But I'm going to bring a couple more points out that's going to help some of you in your faith this morning to understand. I know that oftentimes we don't see it, but we still got to believe that God, amen, is going to bring it to pass. If you believe it, say amen. Have faith in God. Mark 11 and 22. Your faith must be in God and in Him alone. Your faith can't be in man. It can't be in our government. It can't be, amen, at the powers that be within the infrastructure of our country or around the world that's going to bring peace to these nations. How many of us know there's no true peace without Jesus Christ? There's no true power, amen, without the power that He ordains. Amen. The brother was talking this morning about the governments and the laws, and we've got the judges, and all these, amen, were set up by God. He gives power, but He can also take it away. It is God that exalts a king, but it can also remove that king. And I believe that our God, without a doubt, is sovereign, and that we must trust Him and believe Him that He is able, no matter what the circumstances look like. You have got to believe if you want to see God bring to pass that which you were hoping for. For your faith is the substance. What is the substance of your faith this morning? It must be the Word of God, because faith comes by hearing. And I know this is a word preaching church. You've got a pastor that God has blessed you with. Don't take this man of God for granted. I go around in many churches and visit some up in the Northeast. And can I tell you, you're blessed down here to have a lot of good Pentecostal churches that stand for truth. But up in our neck of the woods, up there north of West Virginia, it's few and far and in between. Amen. They call us, amen, the frozen chosen, whatever. It is a lot colder up there. Amen. But I'll tell you this, there's still some people scattered, amen, throughout the Northeast that still have faith in God. God has a people that are scattered throughout this world that are trusting Him and believing Him. I believe there's some men of God tucked away that this world has not seen. I believe there's some men of God that are still, amen, while believing God for a miraculous revival. I believe, amen, that there still are a remnant in the land, and God will hear the prayers of His people.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
God knows where Wesleyan Pentecostal Church is. What route is this out here? 264. God has that in His book. He knows His people. For the Lord knoweth them that are His. Woo! Glory be to God. I said, He knows who you are. He told all those seven churches out of the book of Revelation, I know thy works. I know what you're doing. I know. Hallelujah. And can I tell you, brothers and sisters, I preached to our church a couple weeks ago. I said, there's some of you that look, amen, like you're alive, but some of you are really dead. Amen. I told them about that church. Oh, hallelujah. There's some that are active. There's some that are doing works, but it's going to take more than just works. It's going to take us a firsthand experience with the power on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. It takes a people that are spiritual to do the work of God. Can you say amen? We need people that are full of the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I believe that God wants to do a work right here. I believe God wants a lighthouse for this east coast of Carolina. But what He's looking for is a people that just don't have the word only. But He wants to have a people like Hebrews 4 and 12 says, for unto us was the gospel preached as well unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith that heard it.
Yes.
If you want to see, you must believe. Oh, this is simple. That's elementary. Where are the great miracles of days gone by that we've heard of? We see one here and one there. We see it every now and then. But I read, amen, of days gone by where men of faith used to come and pray for cancer, pray for diabetes, pray for a back problem, pray for a heart condition, pray for sugar diabetes, men that would pray over tumors, men that would pray for the blinded eyes, men that would pray for the dead. And I'm telling you, it would happen. Where is the miracles? Oh, you know what it's going to take to win this generation? It's going to take another manifestation of the glory of God to come to the house. I'm looking for a move of God where the glory of God will come back to the sanctuary. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm looking for another wave of glory. Oh, there's been some waves of days gone by where he has poured out his spirit throughout this country. We read about him. But brothers and sisters, I want to see it again. I want to see what I believe. I want to see the glory of God manifested in our churches. If you want to see it, say amen. Those of you sisters and brothers that cook, you know what it is to mix something. You take that bowl, you mix your ingredients for that cake. Sister Woods is a good cook. Boy, she's been, I seen that big old, amen. She had all of those different recipes. And I said, man, you're going to give us some of those. One thing you sisters can do down here is cook. I like to sell them cooked food. Amen. But you add your ingredients of your flour, your salt, amen. And it just laying there, it doesn't do nothing.
No.
You gotta mix it. Mm-hmm. I said you gotta mix it.
Yeah, amen.
Come on, amen.
That's right.
You know, the word's not gonna profit some of you this morning if you don't mix it with faith.
Yeah.
God's looking for people that will hear his word and begin to.
Yes,
I'm going to take what the preacher's preaching. I'm going to believe what the preacher's I'm going to believe that God can still heal my body. I'm going to believe that God's going to save my loved ones. I'm going to believe that God's going to bring a revival. I believe that though the doctor said I need a surgery, or the doctor said, oh, I need this or that done, can I tell you something? I'm not going to believe the report of the doctor. I still believe in the great physician. I still believe God is more than able to heal sick bodies. Oh, hallelujah. If you believe it, say amen. One of the hardest things to do that Jesus constantly tried to get his disciples to do is to believe. Well, it's a simple word to say. But the brothers, he says, I'm glad I didn't show up and Lazarus is dead. You know, God has allowed a lot of things to show us some things.
Come on, brother.
Selah. 2 years ago, I was struck with anxiety attacks like I've never, ever experienced. Used to think, well, just pray and it'll go away, brother. Just believe God. But God allowed. How many of us know what a panic attack is? Some of you dealing with affliction this morning in your body. Different forms of affliction and sickness and disease. And I didn't go to the doctor. Some would say, you're crazy. Doctors have their place. Don't fall out with me this morning. Doctors have their place. But my faith is not in the doctor. My faith is not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. Woo! I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Oh yeah. We put too much stock in what the doctor says. What about what God has said? He said, if thou canst believe. My God, I wish I could get somebody to help me to preach this morning. I said, what did God say? God said, if thou canst believe, you can see. And let me tell you something. Unless you believe, you're not going to see the power of God.
Amen. Come on, brother. Come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Believe.
Hallelujah.
begin to dig in prayer like I've never prayed. My wife would have to pray me through. A few times I got so close to going to the doctor. Some of you say, you should have went. You should. Listen, every man is dealt a measure of faith. Some have more faith than others. I didn't want to just say, he's a healer, he's a healer. I wanted to have a testimony to say, I know he is my healer. And don't fall out with me now. I've gone to the doctor. I've gone to the doctor. You can ask your pastor. It was a little less than a year ago. I called him up. And I was at the tail end of this trial. I don't have time to get into it all, but can I tell you it was hard. Sleepless nights of laying hold of God in prayer. Brother Steve saying, God, I need to see what I believe. I know you're a healer. I know you're a deliverer. I know you can reach in and set me free from this bondage of fear that grips my mind. Amen. I don't know about you, brothers and sisters, but the devil lies to us a lot. And he says, oh, that pain is a cancer. That pain is a tumor. Oh, look at the way you start to see the conditions of something. But can I tell you? Oh, I want to tell you, the devil is a liar. A lot of times, amen, you might feel things in your body, but the word of God says, by his stripes you have been healed. And I believe that that promise is available to us if we believe it. Hallelujah. I wanted to see for myself what I believed, and that is, I preached about him being a healer. I preached about him being a deliverer. I preached about him being a God that nothing is impossible with. But I did not have a true testimony of the healing power of God. You know, you can't really appreciate good health until you don't have it. You young folks that are youthful and strong, be thankful. Don't take it for granted. And all the elders said amen. I said, all the elders say amen. Amen. You don't learn to really appreciate. Yeah, we cut some trees down yesterday. We worked hard yesterday. Brother Woods always gets as much as he can out of me when I come down. But I don't mind it. I worked right up until Wednesday evening loading big old oak wood, brothers. Amen. I've realized just the oak woods and the gum wood is just as heavy down here as it up there. Went home and packed my clothes, my wife getting everything ready for the children and getting ready to leave to the airport at 3:30 in the morning. Hardly got no sleep. And man, I started feeling it. I needed a little bit of rest, but I realized, man, you're not as young as you used to be. Yeah, I might look young, but I've worked a lot harder than most men in the last 20 years. Glory be to God. Can I tell you, we got to take care of our bodies. There's a lot of dietary laws that we just read right over. Hey, man, I don't want to be meddling. Amen. I've got a man in our church. Amen. He's got all these problems. And amen, I told him, I said, brother, I said, you lose about 80 to 100 pounds, a lot of them problems are going to go away. Now, I'm not condemning anybody. I'm just telling you the facts. I know we're not shouting. Amen. But I says, most of those problems will go away. Oh, well, brother. I said, no, brother. There's things that God has told us to do, and when we do them, it works. I like to eat just like everybody. Can I tell you, during that time of those anxiety attacks, I could not hardly even eat. I didn't care about food. I was so consumed within this trial. But I began to realize that, amen, God had put me in this place for a purpose. It was to show me something that I had not seen before. I said, I'm going to say it again. To show me something that I had not seen before in my walk with him. Can I tell you that if we're going to see the power of God working in our lives so that we can be more effective ministers to others. You wonder why you're going through what you're going through, what you faced, and the trials that you're going through. We sang that song about victory in Jesus, but I really wonder, is that a real true testimony in our heart today? Are we really, amen, believing that God is going to give us the victory? I believe that He can today. I believe no matter what some of you are facing, no, some, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual, whether it's mental, I don't know what you're facing, but I've come to exhort you in the Lord. Be strong in the Lord and stand in the power of His might. Brothers and sisters, don't lean to your own understanding, but know that God's power is working in our lives when we continue to believe Him. After you come out of this trial, after you truly get the victory, you can stand up in the church with a testimony that says, I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost, that He is able. Oh, you didn't hear me. He is able. He is able. I said He's able, Brother Cottle. I believe that He's able. I believe that He's able to heal backs that are, amen, broken and bruised. And, amen, I believe that He can heal our sick bodies. I believe that He can dry up cancers. I believe that He can heal Parkinson's disease. I believe that He can heal sugar diabetes. Why? I believe it. And if I believe it, I'm going to get to see it. I believe that. I believe that He can fill you with the Holy Ghost right now. We've got to get to the place where we really believe. What do you mean believe? What do you mean believe? Listen, that word is not going to do us any good until we say, Lord, oh, I believe. But oh, we struggle like that man that had the demon-possessed son that tried the disciples to deliver him and set him free. And he sat there and cried out to the Lord. And he said, Lord, I believe, but help thou my unbelief. What do you do when you believe? But you still got that element of that carnal mind that comes against you. I'm going to tell you what you do. You get this word inside of you. And, oh, listen, can you give me just a couple more minutes? He said this to her. He had given her a word that if thou canst believe. Now, before that, he said, didn't you hear what I said before? He said, didn't I already tell you? I was reading Wesley's commentary on this, and he said, there's probably a good chance that John didn't record the whole conversation. And there was probably a good chance that when he was talking to her, he told her, you have got to believe without any doubt. When we pray, we need to believe with no doubt. How do you get to that place of being strong in faith and not wavering? The double-minded man is what? Unstable in all of his ways. Think not that man is going to receive anything of the Lord. God is looking for a people with a faith that is so focused on Christ, so focused on the Word of God, that they're immovable, they're unshakable, and no matter what comes against that which God has promised or God has said, He is going to bring it to pass, and it's those people that are going to see the glory of God. That prophet, in other words, you're not going to experience the benefits and the rewards and the blessings of believing God. We have a generation of believers that don't believe. The disciples didn't believe Christ was going to resurrect, and I can prove it by Scripture. How many of them were sitting at the tomb when He rose on the third day? How many of them were at the tomb? And He told them, but they didn't understand. They didn't grasp it. Can I tell you what brought me through my trial of getting delivered and healed from those anxiety attacks and feeling like I was going to pass out and feeling, oh man, the sharp arm, the arm's getting sharp pains, and oh man, I'm going to have a heart attack and getting dizzy. Sometimes it's stress. It's being overwhelmed with the cares of this life to the point that we begin to allow the Word of God and our faith begins to get smothered out. It begins to get overcome. Jesus says, don't be overcome with the cares of this life. Don't get so caught up. I know some of us are hurting. Some of us have been through some hard trials. But can I tell you something? There's a God that can bring you through. There's a God that said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And in your weakness, I am made strong. The faith of this sister, as I begin to close this, the Bible says in Psalm 107 and 19, then they cry unto the Lord. This is where I was at. There's nothing that sometimes that can bring you out of your circumstances but a heart cry to God. It doesn't need to be fancy prayers. But when they cried unto the Lord, He heard their cry. The very fact that you come to God shows Him your faith. Oh, glory be to God. I'm hoping somebody's being built up this morning to understand that you need a word from God spoken to your spirit personally. Go back up to the top of the chapter. Remember the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, that this sickness is not unto death. But for what reason did this sickness come? For the glory of God. Woo! Can I tell you, not everything that happens that is bad and catastrophic and terrible and the trials that come, it's not always, amen, for a bad reason or it's the devil. Sometimes the Lord allows it, but in the midst of it, He's going to show His glory. He's going to show His power. He's going to manifest His power in the sanctuary. He's going to manifest His power in your life. If you'll only believe Him, He will give you the faith through His Word to stand strong in the midst of hardship. Amen. Can you say amen?
Amen. Amen.
They cry unto the Lord in their trouble. 107 and 19 Psalm. Then out of, He takes them out and saveth them out of their distresses. 107 and verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Understand that when you get a word from God, I got down on my knees many a night and prayed, and I was looking for a word, Brother Woods. See, because it's the word that will hold you. It's not the shout. It's not the dance. I've seen them shout. I've seen them dance, and there's nothing wrong with that. I shout and dance with them. I love it. I love the power of God. I love the manifestation of the joy of the Lord in somebody that's unspeakable and full of glory. I love to see it. But what about in that valley? What about in that hard place? You need a rock to stand on. You need a rock. Oh, you need to be like that man that built his house upon a rock. And let me tell you something, it will not stand, amen, if it's not has a strong foundation of the Word. Your faith must have a word. There's a lot of people that say, well, we're believing in God, and that's what we do. We believe in God, we do all we can, but what helps you to believe God is getting a word from God. My brother Daryl got lymphoma cancer. And in the natural, he should have died. He's not even serving God. But you know, God's a merciful God. They said it's an aggressive type of lymphoma cancer. The whole family was just struck with fear. And just, I began to pray. I didn't feel that it was his time. I just went to praying for him, Brother Woods. And God spoke that word to me, that this sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God. Oh, listen to me. That word got into my spirit. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need a word from God to stand on in the midst of your sickness, in the midst of your trial, in the midst of your affliction. And you need to understand that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord, hallelujah, He'll deliver us out of them. you today. Stand in the face of the Word of God, and you will not be ashamed, for God is a rewarder of those that will diligently seek Him and put their trust in Him. If you believe it this morning, say amen.
Amen.
Say, yeah, but Brother Davis, the doctor said, well, you're not going to get to see. Doctors have their place. It's all right if you get quiet. They have their place. But let's not just try Jesus first, but let's believe Jesus first. People say, let's try Him. Well, I like to use the word, let's believe Him. Because see, that's what He told all throughout that New Testament. If thou canst believe. You've got to get it so ingrained into your spirit. And what gives you the faith to believe is this Word. And I'm telling you, whatever you're going through today, you need to say, God, speak a word to my spirit. Speak a word to my spirit that will give me the faith to not look to man and what man can do, but let me trust You for my healing. Let me trust You for my deliverance. Let me trust You, God, that You're going to do what nobody else can do. I want to see what I believe. Hallelujah. Then you can stand up with a testimony of the unbeliever and say, let me tell you about the goodness of my Jesus and all that He's done for me, Brother Cottle. Oh, then you know why some people get excited? Because they know what Jesus has done for them. It's not just what He did for my daddy. It's not just what He did for my brother. It's not just what He did for my pastor. It's not what He did for my grandpa or my mother. But I've got an experience with God. I know He's a healer. I know He's a deliverer. I know He is the one that gives me the faith to believe Him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to build your faith in God today. To believe Him for that which you have not seen yet. Some of you are believing, but you have not seen. And God would have me to tell you today, He's not done yet.
Amen.
Where have you laid Him? Where have you laid Him? Oh, you want to go smell that stinky dead body that's been in there 4 days? No, no, no. That carnal mind still didn't grasp who He was. My God. I'm telling you, He doesn't just come to chat. He just doesn't come. Amen. But He comes to display His glory. He comes to display His power. I believe, brothers and sisters, before we're out of here, before we're caught up, amen, in the rapture of the church, I still believe there's another wave of glory that's coming to the church. The Bible says, amen, that the glory of the Lord and the knowledge of the Lord is like the oceans of the sea. And brothers and sisters, we've seen some glories of days gone by. We've heard of the Pentecostal revivals, amen, like Azusa Street and all the revivals that we read about in the books. But Brother Woods, I don't want to just read about them anymore. I want to see it. I want to see it. And I believe that God can do it. I'm looking, Brother Cottle, for another wave of glory. Just like the ocean. Oh, hallelujah. The waves. Oh, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. Ah, hallelujah. I'm looking for the waves. I felt it come into the church as a little boy. I remembered when the church was strong in faith and we seen miracles and they weren't something that was new to us. But amen, people shouted, they got excited. But can I tell you, they came expecting. They came believing. They didn't just run to the doctor when they stubbed their toe or when they had a backache or when they had a fever, but they went to an old-fashioned altar. They called for the elders of the church. They anointed them with oil. Amen. And they were healed in the name of Jesus. I'm talking about the glory of God coming into the church in the waves of power where He'll sweep through. And He'll send His Word. Hallelujah. Some of you aren't hearing what I'm saying this morning. He sent His Word and it healed them. It delivered them. I believe
praise
that this church is being set up to be put into a position for a wave of the glory of God. Oh, listen to me. God is bringing His people into the unity of the Spirit. And when we all begin to believe, when we begin to believe for one thing, and that is a revival that will draw the sinner. That's our number one purpose for being here, is to see the sinner saved. Hallelujah. Glory. I heard Brother Cottle praying the other day. Amen. Praying for the outreach. And I'm closing. He began to pray, but I could hear the burden in his heart. I know that you've labored knocking on doors, man, you've sowed the seed. Amen. And they may have rejected it. They may have, but listen, there's going to come a day where they're going to remember the words of the preacher. They're going to remember the testimonies you've shared with them. They're going to remember you knocking at their door, and you're going to see sinners come in that door and say, didn't you? Oh, you remember you came to my door that day. I'm looking for God. I need God. And we need as a church to be in a position here where we got the Spirit of God moving in the sanctuary. When they come into the door, they're convicted of their sin. They come down to the altar and they give their heart to Jesus Christ and they get saved. And that, my brothers and sisters, is the greatest miracle that we ought to be expecting God to do on a weekly basis. Amen. If you believe it, say amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I believe
God,
that this place can be a place of revival.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I got one, and I got to praise the Lord.
I believe.
What do you want to just continue to have the same old? No, no, I got a heart of it. Now, Brother Woods knows what I'm saying. I'm believing for something that we have not seen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Some of you haven't seen miracles
firsthand.
Listen, you heard about them. I told our church we got a blind man named Adam that sits in the front row, Brother Steve. And I said, one day, what if? I like to take that word "what if" out because that shows a little bit of doubt. But I can say this: there's a part of me that says, "Nah." But what about God coming by and Him standing up one day in our church? It's a little sanctuary. And he started saying, I can see. I can see. I can see. Oh, we've been putting the word in him, Brother Woods. We've been putting the word in him. His faith has been getting stronger. And you know, that's all he needs is that mustard seed of faith. Oh, he can remove the mountain. You might say, I've got a report about this. This is what's wrong in my body. The doctor said I'm diagnosed with this. I'm here to tell you I respect the doctor. And if you want to keep trusting what the doctor says, you go ahead and trust his words. But I'm here to tell you, we serve a Christ that has all power, all authority, all over the sickness and the disease. Don't believe the report of the doctor. We serve a God that said, if you will believe, you can see the glory of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe.
One of the hardest things to do is to get people to believe without any doubt. Because we're all plagued with that doubt and that unbelief. But what would happen? Oh, if we could be like a Simeon. We could be like a Simeon where the Holy Ghost came and gave him a word. Gave him a word. Said, you're going to see the Messiah. You're going to see the Christ. The Holy Ghost gave him a word. And he patiently waited. He patiently waited. Why? Because he had a word. Hallelujah. And the Bible says one day they brought in a little baby. His name was Jesus. Oh, and he heard that baby crying. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. The Bible says that man that did not see, he waited and waited and waited.
Yep, come on.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. church. Holy Ghost is here. Holy Ghost is speaking to somebody's heart. A word of faith. Hallelujah. We've got to believe God. We've got to trust God. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, hallelujah, God is moving. Let faith arise. Let faith arise in your heart. Yourself in this place.